奉耶稣圣名正道。
And in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin the sermon.
各位亲友，各位同领，大家平安。
And peace to our dear brothers and sisters, friends and relatives.
晚上我们仍然要根据主耶稣在马太福音里面所提到的人生的抉择几个问题。
And tonight we'll continue our study of Matthew chapter 7 in terms of the issues of life.
从马太福音第七章的十三节、十四节，主耶稣讲到两条门路。
And in Matthew chapter 7 verse 13 on, we'll see how Lord Jesus Christ pointed out two kinds of doors.
当人的生命结束的时候，我们只有两条路可以走。
And that is to say, when our life is to come to an end in this world, there is only two paths in front of us.
就是主耶稣所说的，不是进入永生，就是要进入永刑。
And that is what Jesus mentioned over here, the two ways of life. Either you go into eternal life or eternal destruction.
但是主耶稣说要进入永生的路，门是窄，路是小的。
But over here, Lord Jesus pointed out that narrow is the gate to the eternal life and wide is the gate that leads to destruction.
所以找到的人也少。
And very few will find this narrow path.
但是到灭亡的路，门很宽，路很大。
But however, broad is the way that lead to eternal condemnation.
所以进去的人很多。
And that many people will go in by it.
我们要紧的，就是我们所要去的目的地是哪里。
But most important of all, we must be sure of the direction we are going in life.
门虽然窄，路虽然小。
Even though this gate is narrow and the path is small,
但是却能够引我们去到永生的地方。
But however, this narrow gate and this difficult way will lead us to eternal life.
还是值得我们付出代价。
And that it is worth our pursuit.
好像当时以色列百姓要到神应许的迦南美地，他必须经过旷野的路。
As we know, in the ancient days, the people of God, and that is the Israelites, in order for them to enter into Canaan, they must go past the wilderness.
虽然路是曲曲难行。
Even though the way was very difficult,
要经历很多的艰难,
and that they must go through many difficulties,
但是他们却能够去到那神所应许流奶与蜜的地方。
But yet they are able to enter into the land that is flowing with milk and honey.
所以主要我们做一个明智的抉择。
So therefore, our Lord, He wants us to make a wise choice.
接下来他讲到两种果树。
And then later he talks about two kinds of fruit trees.
这两种果树是预表着传真理道得救福音的这个先知，还有一个就是传假福音的先知。
And these two kinds of fruit trees, one will represent the true prophet, and the other one, the false prophet.
所以从十五节一开始，主耶稣就提醒我们要防备假先知。
So therefore, from verse 15 on, Lord Jesus Christ warned us to beware of the false prophets.
因为他们也是在传讲救恩。
Because they are also preaching the gospel.
介绍这位天地的主宰，独一的真神。
And they are also introducing this Savior, and that is the Lord of the entire universe.
他怎么样成为人到世上来，成为我们人类唯一的救主。
And how this God came into the world as a human being and became our Savior.
但是他们并不是按照主耶稣所指示的 那得救的道理。
But however, the gospel that they preach is contrary to what the Lord has instructed.
虽然他们也冒着主耶稣基督的名，
even though they come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
他们从外表看起来是非常虔诚的。
And from the outward appearance, they seemed very devout.
他们也非常热心爱主。
And they are also very zealous in their love for God.
他们到处奉主的名在传道。
And that everywhere they go, they will preach in the name of the Lord Jesus.
甚至他们也拥有权柄能力。
And even so, they also hold spiritual powers.
能够赶鬼行异能。
They are able to cast out demons, and they are able to perform miracles.
但是非常可惜。
But however, it is really unfortunate.
他们并没有遵行天父的旨意。
They did not abide by the word and the will of God.
把主耶稣所指示我们的这个救恩的小路表明出来。
They did not reveal this narrow way that the Lord Jesus has instructed.
从外表，他们好像披着羊皮。
On the outside, they come clothed in sheep's clothing.
也就是冒着基督的名。
That is to say, they come in the false pretension of the name of the Lord.
其实羊皮里面所包裹的是残暴的狼。
But however, underneath this sheep's clothing is a very fierce wolf.
因为他们没有遵行天父的旨意。
Because they do not follow the will of the Heavenly Father.
他们把得救的福音更改了。
Because they have changed the gospel of salvation.
把人带偏离了正路。
They have led people astray from the true path.
因为他们的心眼啊，被魔鬼弄瞎了。
And what happened is that their spiritual eyes are blinded by the devil.
他已经先迷失了自己。
They have lost their way.
所以主耶稣说，他们好像瞎子领瞎子一样，结果通通掉到坑里面去了。
That is why Lord Jesus says that they are like the blind leading the blind, and they all ended up in a deep pit.
啊，所以主耶稣说，他们好像啊坏树，所以结不出好果子出来。
And that is why Lord Jesus referred to these people as bad trees that will not bear good fruit.
他们没有主的生命。
They do not have the life of the Lord.
他就不可能活出基督丰盛的生命出来。
And that is why it is impossible for them to bear the abundant life of God.
他们就不可能遵行天父的旨意。
And it is impossible for them to follow the will of the Heavenly Father.
所以主耶稣说，从外表他们是每天非常虔诚的敬拜主，称呼主啊主啊。
And that is why Lord Jesus says that on the outside they proclaim Lord, Lord.
他们也是奉主的名在传道的。
They also preach in the name of the Lord Jesus.
奉主的名赶鬼行异能的。
And they also perform miracles and casting out demons in the name of the Lord.
但是主耶稣说，我要明明地告诉他们。
But however, Lord Jesus says that I will clearly say to you,
我从来不认识你们。
That I have never known you at all.
并且说他们是作恶的人。
And that Lord Jesus referred to these people as doing evil.
坏事不能结好果子，到结果总要被砍掉。
That is why a bad tree cannot bear good fruit, and the end result is that it will be cut off.
被主耶稣赶出去了。
It will be cut off from the kingdom of God.
好，所以好树跟坏树是看它果子。
And that is why you can distinguish a good tree from a bad tree from the fruit that they bear.
但是它的果子不是单单指着它外表的行为表现而已。
But however, the fruit does not only refer to the outward external appearance.
关键呢，在21节主耶稣所说的，遵行天父的旨意。
But rather, the key lies in verse 21, where Lord Jesus says that we must do the will of our Heavenly Father.
神救赎的主意啊，已经计划了几千年。
And the plan of salvation that is designed by God has been laid down for thousands of years.
从创造天地
from the creation of the entire universe,
一直到拣选了亚伯拉罕
right till the day when Abraham was being chosen.
应许从他的后裔啊，要使万民得福
and that the promise of the descendants of Abraham that they will be blessed.
那个后裔是单数，指着一个。
And that the descendant is singular, it refers to one person.
就是道成肉身到世上来的耶稣基督。
And this singular one person refers to the word becoming life, and that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，他带来了神丰盛的真理和恩典。
And that this word becoming flesh brings to us truth and grace.
也把我们肉眼没有办法看得见的天上这位真神有形有体的向我们显明出来
and that the Lord Jesus manifests himself before us to show us the divinity of God in the heavens above
也指示了我们一条救恩的正路
and that he has also pointed out the true and the right way of salvation for us today
就是若不从水和圣灵生断不能进神的国
That is to say, unless you are born of the water and the Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
啊，怎么从水和圣灵生
But how are you to be born from water and Spirit?
我们第一天讲过了
We have mentioned this on the first evening.
我们不再重复
We will not repeat again.
啊，要紧的，就是他们所传的，有没有按照天父的旨意把这个得救的门路清楚的阐明出来
And what is most important for us to distinguish is whether these prophets are able to direct us the right way
因为主耶稣把这个得救的门路讲得非常清楚非常明确
Because Lord Jesus has laid down very clearly the path and the way to our salvation
他就是羊的门
Lord Jesus, He is the true gate of the sheep.
一个人将来不进入灭亡，要进入永生，就必须借着信主耶稣这个窄门进来。
And in order for a person to not enter into eternal condemnation, he or she has to enter through the narrow gate, and this narrow gate referred to our Lord Jesus.
除他以外在没有赐下别的名可以让人、啊、来相信得救的
Because other than the name of our Lord Jesus Christ There is no name in this world that anyone can be saved
也只有主耶稣指示的这条救恩的小路
And only this narrow way that our Lord Jesus has directed to us
就是从水和圣灵生
That is to be reborn of the water and the Holy Spirit
或者就断不能进神的国。
Otherwise, you will not enter into the kingdom of God.
主耶稣讲的这么明确的。
And that is so simple and plain and clear that Lord Jesus has pointed out.
但是与神作对的撒旦迷蒙了人的心，借着假先知来改变神的救恩。
But however, because Satan, who is always in enmity with God, he is the one who blind the eyes of the people and allow these false prophets to fool them.
是主耶稣才说，哎，不是称我主啊主啊的人都能进天国。
That is why Lord Jesus says that it is not you who call me Lord, Lord, that you can enter into the kingdom of God.
不是很热心奉主的名到处传道。行异能赶鬼就能够进天国
And it doesn't mean anything that you go around preaching the gospel, casting out demons and performing miracles.
主耶稣说唯独遵行我天父旨意的才能进去
Jesus here says very clearly that only he who does the will of my Father in heaven can enter into heaven.
今天世上啊，太多人 在传讲福音。
Today indeed, in this world, there are many people preaching the gospel.
奉主的名在传道。
And they're doing everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们怎么去分辨世界上几千个教派，我们到哪里去找神的先知？
And out of all these thousands and thousands of Christian denominations, how do we know which one is the true church?
哎，不是从外表。
It is not from the external appearance.
乃是看果子。
But rather, we look at the fruit.
就是看他有没有遵行天父的旨意。
And that is to say, whether it is done in accordance to the will of God.
是保罗曾经啊提醒当时加拉太教会的信徒说，
And that is why Paul, he once reminded the members of Galatian church,
有些人已经把福音更改了，
that some have twisted the gospel.
啊，所以保罗说，他更改福音的人必要受咒诅。
That is why Paul says that curse be the one who changed the gospel.
保罗甚至说，就是有天上来的使者传福音给你们，跟我们所传的不一样，就该受咒诅。
And Paul even further reiterated that anyone, even though he may come and be an angel from heaven, but he who changed the gospel, he will be cursed.
也就是跟使徒传的不一样。
The gospel that was preached that is in difference to the gospel by the apostles.
就要受咒诅。
They will be cursed.
所以我们呢，必须要寻找那归回圣经真理，按照真理的道得救的福音在宣扬的。
And that is why we must find the church, the right church that preach the true gospel that is in accordance with the word of God.
将来主再临审判万民的时候。哎，他的信仰才能够经得起考验。
Because on the day of the second coming of the Lord, when He will come and judge all of us, then the true person who is following the way of God will be able to withstand all kinds of persecutions.
是接下来在二十四节啊到二十九节、二十七节啊，这里就提到主耶稣提到。两等根基。
And then as we continue this passage from verse 24 till 29, over here we talk about the parable of the two builders.
听见主的话，照主的话去行的人。
And they refer to those people who hear the word of the Lord and follow the instructions of God.
他才是一个聪明的人。
Then such a person is a wise person.
因为他懂得把房子建造在磐石上面。
Because this person knows how to build his house on the rock.
所以他的工程经得起考验。
And therefore the construction is able to withstand the test of time.
啊，房子盖在磐石上。
You build a house on the rock.
地道、雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞到那个房子，房子总不会倒塌。
That even though the rain may fall, the floods will come and the wind will blow, but this house will stand strong on the rock and it will not fall.
它的根基是立在磐石上面的。
Because the foundation of this house is rooted in the rock.
我们的信仰就好像在建造房子一样。
In the same way, our faith is likened to the construction of a house.
哎，我们的信仰的房子是不是建在磐石上面呢？
And do we build our spiritual house on the rock of God?
如果是在磐石上，那我们可以经得起考验。
And if indeed we are rooted in the rock of God, we will be able to pass any test.
哎，经得起雨淋。
We'll be able to stand when the rain falls.
哎，我们的信仰要经得起神的考验的。
That is to say, our faith must be able to go through the fire of test by God.
好像我们 要报考一个学校，或是要找工作面试，必须经过考验，能够及格，那才会被录取的。
In the same way as you're sitting for a test or going for interview for a job, you must pass the test or the interview in order to be enlisted.
雨淋从上头来的，神的试验。
And when the rain falls, this rain comes from the heavens above. It is the test of God.
是在彼得前书第一章的第六节、第七节。
So therefore, in 1 Peter, it mentions,
能够经得起考验的信心。
It talks about the faith that is able to withstand all tribulations.
它就比那个金子被火炼仍然会毁坏的金子更宝贵。
And that this faith that has been tested by fire, it is even more precious than gold.
所以我们信耶稣，我们对主耶稣有信心，我们盼望将来进天国，你能不能经得起考验呢？
And therefore, today, when we believe in our God, in our Lord Jesus Christ, can your faith stand up to any test from God?
就好像以色列百姓到应许的迦南地，出了埃及，必须面对红海这个拦阻。
And just likened to the Israelites, after they come out from Egypt, now they have to face the test of the Red Sea.
但是他们信心经不起考验。
But their faith is so small.
所以他们向神发怨言。
That is why they complained against God.
攻击摩西。
And they attack Moses.
神要他们安静。
And God wanted them to become quiet.
看神的作为。
To see today the work of God.
神让红海分开成为干地。
And then God parted the Red Sea so that dry ground came before them.
让他们能够从容地经过红海。
So that thousands of these Israelites are able to cross the Red Sea on the dry ground.
本来他们一个月就可以进入应许的迦南地了。
In fact, it only needs 1 month of time for them to enter into the land of
Canaan. 因为他们的信心不足。
But because their faith is so small,
信心不够成熟,
their faith is not mature.
所以在旷野经过40年的磨难,
that is why they needed to be tried and tested in the wilderness for 40 long years.
那些没有信心经不起考验的都倒闭在旷野了。
And all those people, all the Israelites who are not able to pass the test,They will all perish in the wilderness.
只有那些能够经得起考验的，凭着信心踏入约旦河，约旦河开了，他们进入了应许的迦南美地了。
And only those whose faith is strong enough to pass all the tests are able to come out of the wilderness and to walk across the river Jordan into the land of Canaan.
我们的信仰还要经得起水冲。
In the same way, our faith must be strong enough to go against the tides of the flood.
在希伯来书第二章第一节指着这水冲指着世界的潮流。
And in Hebrews chapter 2 verse 1, this water, this tide, refer to the tides of the world.
比如说在今天。
And just like today,
在今天的社会里面性开放了。
And today, as we know, in the world surrounding us, there is a lot of sexual immoralities.
男女很随便。
And there is so much liberty between men and women.
他们好像口渴了，喝杯凉水。
And for them, it seems like they are thirsty and all they need is some water.
对婚姻不去负责任的。
They bear no responsibility at all towards the commitment of marriage.
今天的社会确实是一个笑贫不笑娼的社会。
And today, indeed, this world only follows the external appearance and not the true substance within.
只要你有钱，你就是老爷。
As long as you have money, then everyone will worship you.
有钱就有权。
As long as you have money, then you have power.
年轻人随着世界的潮流走。
And the youth and the young people They just follow along the tides of this world.
他们比的就是发型，就是名牌。
And all they compare is their hairstyles and the cars that they drive.
我到美国去。
When I was in the States,
他们告诉我。
And they tell me,
很多年轻人比的是车子。
That all the young people, they will compare the cars that they drive.
很多成年人比的是房子。
And the middle-aged people will compare the houses that they own.
这是一个世界的潮流。
That is the tides of this world.
你为了跟人家比。
And in order for you to stand up to the, to measure up to the comparison.
你为了满足物质的享乐。
In order for you to go into your own self-indulgence.
你为了满足你今生的骄傲。
And in order for you to satisfy your pride of life.
就是地位、权力。
That is your social status and also your power and authority.
有时候不顾仁义道德。
And that you throw aside your morals and your ethics.
被世界的潮流冲走了。
That is to say, you have fallen into this tides of the world and that you have been blown away.
被水被风吹。
And next, we must stand up to the blow of the wind.
在以弗所书四章的十四节提到，这个风是异教之风。
And in Ephesians 4, verse 4 refers to this wind as a false wind of the false prophets.
不但指着不同的宗教而已。
Not only does it refer to the different kinds of religions that we see,
这个异教也指着不同教义的教会。
And this false religion also refers to the various denominations within the Christian churches.
哎，让人无所适从。
So that we are totally confused.
哎，只要你信耶稣就得救了，圣经怎么看？那是角度不同。
That as long as you know the Bible, it doesn't matter what perspective you're looking at.
个人的观点不一样而已。
Because everyone's interpretation of this Bible is just different.
我从这个角度看，你从那个角度看，当然结果不一样。
And so it doesn't matter because I'm looking at the Bible from my perspective, and you're looking from another perspective. Of course, it's different.
但是一件事实。
But then there is one fact.
桌子，你来往哪一个方向看，还是桌子？桌子不会变成椅子。
That when you look at the same table, it doesn't matter which angle you look at it, it still remains as a table. It will not become a chair.
真理本来就是狭隘的。
The truth indeed is a very narrow path.
哎，有些人说，哎呀，你们不要这么固执嘛。
Some people will say that, do not be so stubborn.
啊，信就好了嘛。
As long as you believe, that is enough.
但是真理只有一事哎。
But however, there is only one truth.
真理没有似是而非的。
And that the truth can never become confused into chaos.
比如说二加二等于四。
Perhaps 2 plus 2 equals 4.
你为什么一定要那么固执？三也可以，五也不要紧嘛。为什么一定要四呢？
And why are you so stubborn? You can also use the number 3 or the number 5. Why do you have to use the number 4?
其实那就是似会不明。
But in fact, all these people, they are just totally confused.
我们得救必须要照神所定的旨意，天父所定的旨意。
In fact, it is very simple. For us to be saved, all we need is to do the will of our Heavenly Father.
救恩的门路本来就是窄的，是小的。
It is indeed true that the gate of salvation is very narrow. It is not easy.
所以找到的人少。
That is why very few people can find this narrow gate.
那什么是我们信仰的磐石？
But what is the rock of our faith then?
在诗篇六十二篇，
In Psalm 62,
说除了这位真神之外，谁能够成为我们磐石。
It says that other than this God above, who can be the rock of our faith?
哥林多前书第十章的第四节。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, chapter 10, verse 4,
提到基督就是我们信仰的磐石。
It refers to our Lord Jesus Christ as the rock and foundation of our faith.
我们的信仰必须要建立在真神的身上。
That is to say, we must be rooted in the Lord Jesus Christ in terms of our
faith. 我们第一天也讲过了，我们所敬拜的乃是天地的主宰，造物主。
And the first day, we have also mentioned that the God whom we worship, He is the God of the entire universe.
神是绝对的，
是独一的。Our God is absolute. He is one and sovereign.
除了造物主之外，其他所有被造之物都不是神。
And other than the true creator above, who is God, all the things and objects that are being created, they are not God.
不管他是多伟大的伟人，
does not matter how famous they are.
甚至有些拜天象、拜矿物、拜植物。
And some people, they even worship the trees, or the flowers, or the grass.
这些都是被造之物。
But in fact, all these things are the objects of creation.
它不是我们信仰的磐石。
They are not the spiritual rock.
那经不起考验。
They will not hold up to any test.
主耶稣基督就是我们的磐石。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, He is our rock.
因为他就是神成为肉身来的。
Because He is God and He is Word becoming flesh.
是只是我们一条得救的正路的。
And Lord Jesus Christ came to this world to show us the narrow way.
我们的信仰必须要建立在耶稣基督的身上。
And our faith must be rooted and take its foundation in our Lord Jesus Christ.
谁是我们信仰的磐石？
And who is the rock of our faith?
教会。
And that is the church.
我们看这个提摩太前书。
Let's all turn to 1 Timothy.
第三章。
Chapter
3. 提摩太前书第三章的十五节。
1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
在这里保罗提到，倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会。是真理的柱石和根基。
And so here Paul says that if he is delayed, he wants us to know how to conduct ourselves in the house of God, that is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth.
教会是建立在真理这个柱石和根基上面的。
The church of the living God, it is being founded on the ground of the truth.
所以教会所传的必须要根据圣经真理。
That is to say, whatever the gospel that the church preach, it must be in accordance to the Holy Bible.
看以弗所书第二章。
Let's all turn to Ephesians chapter
2, 十九节
verse 19,
到二十二节
to verse 22.
以弗所书第二章十九节到二十二节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 to 22.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与神与圣徒同国，是神家里的人，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上面，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，过往靠他联络的合适。渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠着他同被建造成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。所以教会必须建立在使徒和先知的这个根基上面。
And therefore over here it meant the passage mentioned very clearly that the church must be builtOn the foundation of the apostles and the prophets.
在第一章的23节。
In chapter 1, verse
23, 特别提到教会就是基督的身体。
Here it refers to the church as the body of Christ.
是那充满着 充满万有者所充满的。
And the fullness of him who fills all in all.
所以教会是基督的身体。
That is to say, the church is the body of Christ.
教会是建造使徒和先知根基上面的。
And that this church is built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets.
所以我们要敬拜真神，相信耶稣，要领受救恩的门路，就必须借着教会。
And that is why, in order for us to believe in the true way of salvation, it must be through the church.
我们再看《使徒行传》这个《以弗所书》第三章哈第九节。
Let's all turn to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9.
第九节这里提到，又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里面的奥秘是怎么样的安排。第十节
Verse 10,
为要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧。十一节
11,
这是照着神从万事以前在我们主基督耶稣所里面所定的旨意。神的救恩，神的奥秘，救赎的奥秘是借着教会把它阐述出来的。
And the salvation of God and the mysteries of God is in accordance to the wisdomof God that might be made known through the church.
所以在今天呢，教会林立的时代。
And that is why today through our church,
这主耶稣要离开门徒之前就已经预先告诉了门徒了。
And just in the days of Jesus, prior to him departing, he has first instructed the disciples.
在马太福音二十四章里面。
In Matthew 24,
在十五节主耶稣这么说。
And in verse 15, Lord Jesus expounded,
你们看见先知但以理所说的那行毁坏可憎的站在圣地。
That when you see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place,
哎，括弧里面特别注明啊，读这经的人必须要会意。
And look at the verse within the parenthesis saying, whoever reads, let him understand.
也就是主耶稣预先告诉门徒，将来那行毁坏可憎的要进入圣地，进入在教会里面。
And that is to say, here Jesus mentioned that those who will see the abomination of desolation will be standing in the holy place.
所以在二十三节，主耶稣告诉我们。
That is why in verse 23, Lord Jesus says again,
那时就是主耶稣再临的日子。
That on that day refers to the second coming of the Lord.
也就是在末世的时候。
And that day also refers to the last day.
若有人对你们说基督在这里，或是说基督在那里，你们不要信。
And so if anyone were to tell you or say to you, look, here is the Christ, do not believe in him.
因为假基督假先知啊将要起来，他要显大神迹大奇事，倘若能行，连选民也就迷惑了。
Because false Christ and false prophets, they will arise, and they will show great signs and wonders, and that they will deceive, and even if possible, the church members.
二十五节以下主耶稣接着又说。
And in verse 25 on, Jesus also again expounded,
看了，我要预先告诉你们。
See, I have told you beforehand.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
就有人对你们说，基督在旷野里，你们不要出去，或说，基督在内屋中，你们不要信。
So therefore, if they say to you, look, he is in the desert, do not go out, or look, he is in the inner house.Do not believe it.
那我们怎么去寻找耶稣？
So, under this great confusion, how do we find the Lord Jesus
Christ? 怎么去找到这条救恩的路？
And how can we find this narrow way of salvation?
只是主耶稣给我们一个提示。
But Lord Jesus, he has already given us a clue.
闪电从东方发出，直到 照到西方。
For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west,
闪电指着真理的光，
福
音的光。
The lightning refers to the truth of salvation.
光是从东方发出，直照到西方去。
And the light shines from the east and goes to the west.
当时福音也是一样，从东方的、中东的、以色列、耶路撒冷，靠着圣灵能力，然后把福音传到西方去了。
And in those days, it is the same. The truth of salvation started from the Middle East, and that is in the land of Palestine, in Jerusalem, and then it shines and spread towards Europe in the West.
人子再临的日子也是这样。
And this will also apply to the second coming of the Son of Man.
是末世的真教会也是一样，要从东方把福音的光发出，一直照到西方。
And so therefore the true church of the end times will also shine the gospel of salvation from the east to the west.
二十八节说，尸首在那里，鹰也必聚在那里。
And verse 28 here tells us that wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together.
主耶稣把一个事实的现象告诉我们。
Over here, Jesus laid down this clear fact for us.
哎，哪里有死尸，哪里就一定有乌鸦、有鹰聚在那边。
That wherever there is a carcass, there will be ravens and vultures gathering over them.
也就是主耶稣预先告诉我们，这些事情啊，必然就是这样。
And all these are the events that our Lord Jesus has mentioned to us beforehand.
啊，所以我们信仰必须建立在敬畏神。
And that is why it is very important for us to lay the foundation of our faith on God Himself.
有神就有公义。
If there is God, there will be justice.
有神就有审判。
And if there is God, there will be judgment.
神是仁爱信实的神。
Our God, He is a faithful and merciful God.
人是虚谎的，只有神是真实的。
Men are all in falsehood, only God is true.
我们受委屈，受什么苦，不要紧，有神。
It does not matter if we are upset or if we have been wrong, because there is a God above.
神都知道。
Our God knows.
我们信仰要建立在真神的身上。
We must establish our faith in the true God.
哎，我们的信仰必须建立在耶稣基督的身上。
And moreover, our faith must be established in our Lord Jesus Christ.
他是我们唯一的救主。
Because He is the only Savior that can save us.
他把神的本能和神性有形有体的已经向我们显明出来。
And our Lord.As a Savior, He has manifested the divinity of God in Him.
耶稣基督就是神的爱的显明。
And Lord Jesus Christ, He is the manifestation of the love of God.
主耶稣复活升天之前就是应许要赐下圣灵把教会建立起来。
And prior to the Lord's resurrection and ascension to heaven, He has given the promise that He will send the Holy Spirit.
是在五旬节那一天。
That is why on the day of the Pentecost,
哎，主耶稣应许的圣灵果然降临。
And according to the promise of our Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit descended.
靠着圣灵的能力。
And by the power of the Holy Spirit,
使徒的教会建立起来了。
And that is how the apostles were able to establish the first church.
他们就照着主耶稣啊所吩咐的。救恩的旨意这样去传扬。
And they were able to spread the gospel in accordance to the instruction of the Lord.
犹太人的使徒怎么样对犹太人传福音？
And how does the apostles of the Jews preach the gospel to the Jews?
使徒行传第二章三十八节三十九节。
In Acts chapter 2, verse 38 and 39.
犹太人的使徒彼得只是犹太人 告诉他们，你们要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，死罪得赦，然后领受应许的圣灵。
And the apostles of the Jews, and that is Peter, and this is how he preached to the Jews, that in order for you to be saved, you must repent and be baptized and receive the Spirit of God.
就是主耶稣所说的，天父所定的旨意，就是从水和圣灵生。
And that is to do it in accordance to what the Lord has instructed, and that is to believe and to repent and to be baptized, to be reborn.
保罗就是我们外邦人的使徒。
And Paul, he is destined to be the apostle to the Gentiles.
向犹太人之外所有的世人传福音的。
And his duty is to preach the gospel to all the Gentiles outside the circle of the Jews.
他怎么样跟我们传福音？
How does he preach the gospel to the Gentiles?
提多书第三章第五节。
In Titus chapter 3 verse 5,
一个人的得救是在乎神的怜悯。
And in order for one soul to be saved, that is out of the mercy of God.
不是靠人的行为。
It is not by your works.
那怎么样得到神的怜悯？
But how do you receive this grace from God?
保罗说，借着重生的洗和圣灵的更新。
And Paul says that it is out of the remission of sins through water baptism and the regeneration of the Holy Spirit.
不管犹太人的使徒、外邦人的使徒，都是按照主耶稣所定的真理的道、得救的福音这样传扬。
So we see that is how these two apostles, Peter and Paul, one is the apostle of the Jews, one is the apostle of the Gentiles, and they preach in accordance to the true gospel of God.
今天我们要得救。
Today, in order for us to be saved,
要敬拜真神。
In order for us to worship
the true God,
in order for us to believe in Christ Jesus,
我们就必须归入耶稣的身体里面。
We must once again enter and return back to the body of God, that is Christ.
就是教会。
That is the church today.
这个教会有没有神的灵所充满？
And ask yourself whether this church is filled by the Spirit of God.
这个教会有没有按照主耶稣所传的、使徒所传的在传扬？
And ask yourself if this church is preaching the gospel that is laid down by the apostles and the disciples.
所以今天呢、啊，教会啊。单单教派就有几千个教派。
Because today, when you look around, it is true that there are many denominations that abound.
就如主耶稣跟我们所说的，他们会告诉我们，基督在这里，基督在那里。
Just like what Jesus has already mentioned to us beforehand, that there is Christ over here and over there.
单单我们温哥华就有几百间教会。
Just within Vancouver, you'll find that there are hundreds of denominations out there.
哪一间教会都可以吗？
And is it true that any church will do for you?
诶，我们必须呀，要知道这个教会有没有把这个救恩建立在磐石上面。
But what we must know and ask ourselves is whether this church is established on the rock of Christ.
有没有建立在使徒和先知的这个根基上面？
And whether this church is established and rooted on the foundation of the prophets and the apostles.
按照使徒和先所传的这样去传没有？
And that they are still faithful to the gospel that is preached by the prophets and the apostles.
我再讲一遍。
Let me reiterate again.
保罗就很清楚很明确的告诉门徒
that Paul has mentioned very clearly and simply to the disciples,
就是我们以后传福音给你们跟你们当初所领受的不一样，就应该受咒诅。
And that is, if what we were to preach to you is different from what is preached to you by the apostles, then let us be cursed.
就是有天上来的使者传福音给你们，说我是天上来的，我是神所差派来的使者，但是他所传的跟使徒当初他们所传的不一样，就该受咒诅。
That even this messenger may be coming from the heavens above, but what they preach is in contrary to that of the apostles, then let them be cursed.
所以主耶稣为什么对那些 没有遵照天父旨意在传道的人说，你们这些是作恶的人，离开我去吧。
And that is why Lord Jesus, he is so harsh to the false prophets who were preaching in his name, but not in his way. He told them to be cursed and to depart from me.
这是非常严重的问题。
And that is a very severe and serious question.
是关乎我们生命的抉择。
Because it really depends on our choice of eternal life.
所以主耶稣说，听见我的话，照我的话去做的，那才是一个聪明人。
And that is why Lord Jesus once again says that wise is the person who listens to me.
懂得把你信仰的工程建造在磐石上面，经得起考验。
And wise is the person who knows how to build his house on the rock of Christ.
如果听见我的话，却不照我的话去做。
But if you hear my words, but you do not do my way,
那是一个无知的人。
Then such a person is indeed foolish.
因为他是把信仰建造在磐石上面。
Because this foolish person has set up his faith on sand.
将来是经不起考验的。
And that this sand will not hold up to any test.
在箴言第十章。
In the book of Proverbs, chapter 10,
25节。
Verse 25.
箴言第十章的二十五节这么说
Proverbs 10 verse 25，
风暴一过，恶人要归于无有，义人的根基啊，却是永久的。
When the whirlwind passes by, the wicked is no more, but the righteous has an everlasting foundation.
为什么这么多人信耶稣？
Why is it that there are so many Christians?
却不能得救。
But why is it that they cannot be saved?
为什么这么多人那么虔诚敬拜神，那么热心在传福音行权柄，却是作恶的人呢？
And why is it that there are so many people who are zealous for God, who is fervent for Him, and yet they are doing evil in the eyes of God?
每个信耶稣的人不是都想要得救进天国吗？
And isn't it the true intention of every single Christian and believer to want to enter into heaven?
每一个奉主的名传道的人，他为什么不按照神的旨意传呢？
And isn't it true that everyone or any person who preached the gospel would want to preach it in the name of the Lord?
圣经告诉我们一个根本原因在哪里。
The Bible tells us very clearly where the key answer lies.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章。
2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
从第三节开始。
From verse 3 on.
这里就讲到啊，那日以前必有离道背教的事情要发生。
And here verse 3 says that before that day come, there will be falling away.
并且有大罪人，就是沉沦之子，要显露出来。
And that the man of sin will be revealed, that is the son of prediction.
他是抵挡主，高抬自己，超过一切称为神的，和一切受人敬拜的。甚至要坐在神的殿里面。
And he is the one who opposes God and exalts himself above all things and called himself God to be worshipped.
自称是神。
And he claimed himself as God.
也就是他要坐在神的地位。
And that is he desires to sit in the throne of God.
保罗说，我还在你们那里的时候，曾经把这些事告诉了你们。
And Paul, he says that, do you not remember that I've told you these things before?
你们不记得吗？
Don't you remember I told you all these things before?
第六节说，现在啊，你们也知道那拦阻他的是什么，是叫他到了的时候才可以显露出来，因为那不法，第七节说， 因为那不法的隐意啊已经发动，只是呢现在有一个男主的，等那男主的被除去。第八节
Verse 8,
那个时候这不法的人啊就要被显露出来，主要用口中的气来灭绝他们，用降临的荣光要毁掉他。第九节
And verse 9,
这不法的人是照着撒旦的运动行各样的异能神迹和一切虚假的歧视。第十节
And verse 10,
并且在那沉沦的人身上行各样出于不义的诡诈，因为他们不领受爱真理的心使他们得救。十一节
11,
因为这样神就给他们一个生发错误的心，叫他们去信从虚谎。十二节
Verse 12,
使一切不信真理倒喜爱不义的人通通被定罪。时间还没到，所以撒旦啊还没完全显露出来，还有个男主。
And because the time is not yet ripe, and that is why the devil, and that is the Satan, has been restrained.
所以我们在这个时候还看不很清楚。
That is why right now we still cannot see clearly.
但日期到了，主耶稣要再临了，那个时候呢？这个男主就是时间问题，时间到了，男主出去，哎，神就要把这个大罪人显露出来了。
But when the day has come and the time is ripe, God will remove this hindrance, and that is this lawless one will appear.
啊，人为什么要去相信那虚谎的事
？Why is it that man will believe in falsehood?
因为啊，他们呢、啊、不爱真理的心。
Because they do not love the truth.
如果你真正的爱神、爱主，想要得救，那你就必须遵照主的话去做嘛。
Because if your heart truly loves the Lord and you truly desire to follow His way, then your footsteps will naturally follow in His will.
在约翰十四章二十一节，主耶稣这么说。
And in John 11 verse 14, Jesus says,
有了我的命令，又遵守的人，这个人就是爱我的。
That those who have my ways and those who have my teachings and follow my way are the ones who love me.
那爱我的必蒙我的父爱他。
Those who love me will be loved by my heavenly Father.
我也要爱他。
And I will love him.
并且向他显现。
And I will reveal myself to him.
犹大，这个不是加略人出卖耶稣的犹大，另外一个门徒犹大就问主说：“主啊，那为什么要向我们显现，不向世人显现呢？”
And over here, the question was raised, Lord, why is it that you reveal this to us and not to the people of the world?
二十三节，主耶稣就回答他。
Verse 23, Jesus replied,
人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父就必爱他，并且呢，我们要到他那里去，与他同住，就是进入永生。
That if you love me, you will love my heavenly Father, and that you will enter into the eternal life.
二十四节。
Verse 24,
不爱我的人，他就不会遵守我的道了。
And those who do not love me will not follow me.
你们所听见的道不是我的，乃是差我来的父的道，神的道。
And the truth that you have heard is not from me, but from the one who sent me, that is the Heavenly Father.
主耶稣啊，就是要我们，如果真正爱他，我们就必须要遵行他的道。
That is why, Lord Jesus.If we truly love him, then we will truly follow him.
最后我们看《生命记》三十章。
Let's all turn to Deuteronomy
十九节二十节。
Deuteronomy 30 verse 19 and 20.
这是摩西啊，劝当时的百姓，也就是今天要劝我们的。
And these are the words of exhortation by Moses to the people. And this is what he wants us to hear today.
哎，十九节、二十节说，啊，摩西说，我今天呢，呼天唤地的向你做见证，我将生命祸福成名在你面前，所以你要拣选生命，使你和你的后裔都得存活。二十节
Verse 20,
并且爱主你的神，听从他的话，专靠他，因为他是你的生命，你的日子长久，也在乎他，这样你就可以在主向你列祖亚伯兰以撒雅各起誓应许所示的地上来居住。啊，今天摩西也大声的啊，呼天唤地的向我们做见证。
Today, in the same way, Moses is also calling out to the heaven and earth as witnesses against us.
哎，我们要拣选生命。
That we must choose life.
我们要得到存活。
That we must live and survive.
我们要在神应许之地，就是天国，与神永远同住。
That we must enter into the kingdom of God, and that is where God eternally dwells.
我们就必须选择生命。
Then we must choose life.
我们要做一个智慧的抉择。
And today we must make a wise choice.
啊，愿主耶稣赐福给我们在座的每一位。
And may our Lord Jesus Christ shower his blessing on everyone present.
接下来我们要请我们温哥华诗班来献诗。
And now we are going to invite our youth choir of Vancouver Church to come to sing some hymns for us.
请诗班出列。
So now we invite the choir.
诗班要唱两首诗。
And the choir is going to sing two hymns.
第一首是天父的一颗心。
And the first hymn is the heart of the Heavenly Father.
它是根据马太福音第七章第七节到十一节。
And this hymn is in accordance to Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 to 17.
那是主耶稣讲到，你求就必得着。
And the hymn relates in the way that as long as you ask, you will receive.
你要人怎么待你，你就怎么待人。
And if you want others to treat you the same way, then treat them the way you want them to.
今天我们向主求，我们愿意将来承受永生。
And today we pray to our God for eternal life.
我们要得到主耶稣的爱。
We want to receive the love of Jesus Christ.
那我们就必须相对的要表现出我们爱主的心来。
So in the same way, we must also portray our love of God.
第二首他们所要唱的是投靠者的赞美。
And the second hymn is the praise that they are going to sing.
它就根据诗篇八十九篇第八节。
And this is in accordance to Psalm 89 verse 8.
二十九篇第十节。
And Psalm 29 verse 10.
神是大能者。
That our God is the Almighty God.
是信实的神。
That he is the faithful God.
在洪水泛滥的时候，他是坐着为王的。
That he is a king who sits above all the floods.
也就是指着将来世界要被毁灭，神要审判万民的时候，他就当时的审判的王。
That is to say, our God, he will be the ultimate judge of the end times.
现在我们就来聆听诗班的献唱。
So now let's enjoy the choir.